From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. With the U.S. government now shut down over a failure to reach a budget deal, federal agencies are beginning to scale back. In the short term, the impact pecks less of a punch, with the shutdown starting on a weekend when most government employees are off. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
The government last shut down in October 2013 after a similar standoff. National parks were closed then, upsetting many tourists and causing a $500 million loss in visitor spending. Though White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney said on Friday those parks would remain open this time around. Smithsonian museums along the National Mall were expected to stay open through Sunday before closing on Monday. Like in 2013, the IRS will close and likely delay tax refunds this year. Most employees in the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security are considered essential and will remain on duty.
And the government may be heading into shutdown, but the Senate's not shutting down.
Congress was reconvening on Saturday to resume negotiations, though with Republicans and Democrats blaming each other for the shutdown, it's unknown how long it will be before they reach a deal.
The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, said Saturday that North and South Korean teams will march together at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games next month under a Korean unification flag.
This was not an easy journey, but thanks to the commitment of everyone here today, I'm happy to announce that athletes from the NOC of the DPRK will participate in the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018.
The International Olympic Committee hosted a four-party meeting Saturday about North Korea and South Korean participation. This is VOA News. The Saturday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are making Egypt the first stop of a four-day Middle Eastern tour that will also include visits to Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Pence will have meetings with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and other officials before flying to Amman, Jordan. Sunday afternoon, he flies to Israel. Pence is the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since U.S. President Donald Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a move widely condemned by world leaders. Beijing has accused the United States of violating China's sovereignty after a U.S. missile destroyer sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of an island also known as Scarborough Shoal on January 17th. China's defense ministry said in a statement that a Chinese frigate immediately took action to identify and verify the U.S. ship and drove it away by warning. The UN's Children Fund warns that millions of Iraqi children affected by conflict and poverty face a grim future and are in desperate need of international support. The government has made great strides in bringing the fighting to an end in several areas of the country, but UNICEF says children continue to suffer from ongoing violence, lack of education, and basic care.
The city of Mosul is a notable example. Although Iraqi government forces have succeeded in driving the militant Islamic State group out of western Mosul, UNICEF says the after effects from this conflict linger on and continue to have a detrimental impact on children. UNICEF representative in Iraq, Peter Hawkins, says about 1 million children have fled Mosul.
The United States has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP and Reuters were arrested covering a street protest Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of the detentions and was closely following those reports. The U.S. is continuing to press Sudan to improve its performance regarding freedom of expression and overall human rights. Pope Francis told some 200,000 people at an outdoor mass Saturday in an area of northwestern Peru that it's still struggling to recover from devastating floods that took place last year, not to lose faith during difficult times. Francis also mentioned organized violence and killings that are especially acute in that region. Social media giant Facebook says it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. Company says it will now ask if its more than 2 billion users to rank the news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.